companies just to find out what they're doing, the services they have to offer, and all sorts of good things like that. And I'm delighted to welcome Jackie Hyde, who's a director from Stanmore Insurance. Jackie, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kevin.
It'll help if I put your mic up, won't it? Just say, Jackie.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for inviting us.
You're very welcome. Now, how long have you been with the company?
I've just celebrated my 27th year.
Wow. So were you in at the start, or has the company been going a lot longer than
no,
that?
No, the company's been going over 50 years. Yeah. I joined the company at the bottom, and I'm delighted to say I'm now two-thirds owner of the business.
So it's a well-established firm in Bolton.
It is. We originally started in Radcliffe.
Ah.
And we moved. We bought a pub 4 years ago in Little Lever, so our new home is now in Little Lever.
All right. Now, just give the listeners an overview of the services that Stanmore Insurance provides and where you're in Little Lever.
We're predominantly a commercial business insurance broker, predominantly looking after all sorts of businesses of all different trades, from self-employed contractors to we've dealt with multinationals and everything in between, but predominantly like our family businesses that we seem to be able to link very well with. But we do have a national scheme for children's day nurseries, which is branded Dot to Dot, and that's probably our greatest success story.
What exactly is Dot to Dot, and what's its background? How long has it been going, and what does it hope to achieve?
I got involved in children's nurseries 20 years ago when my children were quite young. And we didn't have any nurseries at the time. We worked with another insurance broker to develop their scheme, which we did for 8 years, and then we launched Dot to Dot 12 years ago with quite a small number of nurseries, and that's grown over that period of time, and that covers all types of insurances they need, from buildings, contents, anything like that, really.
Is this something that the company strongly supports and is really well behind? And it's been successful. Claire, I think you said you what, 1,500 nurseries you support?
We have. We insure 1,500 nurseries throughout the UK, from Scotland all the way down to Bournemouth. quite a lot in the Manchester area, because that's where we started.
Yeah. Going back to the company and the service you provide, one of the hot subjects at the moment is pensions. And we've been covering it, Alex has been covering it tomorrow on the various pension scams. Is that something that you give advice on, or is that not the market you're in?
No, it isn't, but we do work closely with another company that supports us. Yeah. But we are aware of it, and auto-enrolment's a big issue for a lot of businesses. So we do try and provide support for all types of business needs beyond insurance and get the right people involved for the clients.
Yeah. I mean, do you employ local people in numbers?
We do. Quite a lot of our staff are from Little Lever.
Wow.
So we've got a lot from Little Lever and around the Bolton area.
Yeah. I mean, is insurance a growing business these days? Is it seeing signs of coming out of the recession of 2008?
Yeah, it's great to see that clients' businesses are now growing. We've gone through so many years of clients that have made staff redundant or gone down to 4-day weeks or even gone into liquidation. And now it's great to see clients that are buying new buildings, bringing in new staff, growing turnovers up.
Small business is the core of the economy. Are you seeing that sort of growth in small businesses as well?
Yeah, I think small businesses are certainly an area that are, you know, we've seen a lot of new small businesses developing, which is great to see new clients coming on board. And new businesses expanding. Certainly in our nursery scheme, we're seeing lots of nurseries buying new nurseries.
Yeah.
So that's lovely to see that the economy is now moving.
Yeah. I mean, is it, in terms of people creating new business, finance is always the issue for them. Is it easier to get, from your point of view, the kind of support that new businesses would want? Finance, insurance, support, guidance, all that sort of stuff. The whole package there.
I think finance is still difficult.
Is it?
But I think there are banks out there, other facilities now for businesses to develop. So I think that's coming along quite nicely, really. There's lots and lots of support for businesses. I think they just need to reach out and do that. I think networking's great. You can get out there and network. It's amazing what great people are there and are there locally as well.
Now you've been put forward, or you've reached the final of an award. How did this come about?
I was nominated by a business coach to go in for it. So that was quite nice that somebody's seen me develop and feel that I should be put forward for that. It was a lovely surprise to find out I was a finalist. I had to go to Blackpool last week and be judged by three judges and an adjudicator. And we find out on the 25th of September at a gala dinner in Blackpool whether I've won or not.
Well, to make the final, you've won, haven't you, really?
Yeah.
Everything from Down Under's upon us. What is the actual award for? You know, is it an insurance-based award or what?
No, it's a business winnings award, and it's the financial services category that I've been nominated in.
And this is an annual thing. It's been held for years. It's not new, relatively new.
No, it's an annual thing, and it's mainly aimed to promote business women, to get more women into business.
I support that, definitely. are you the first one from your company to actually get involved in this, in the process of going for awards, or is this something your company looks to do?
We have been shortlisted for the nursery scheme a number of years ago.
Yeah.
That was an insurance award, and we are looking to enter more awards in the forthcoming 12 months.
Yeah. I mean, is it...